Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have decided to listen to tune in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. StellarGospelMusic.com, thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. On tonight, we're going to actually explore a spiritual guide on the go. And this was a booklet that I was able to publish with the help of God. And it's an easy read. It's about 50 pages. And it's a spiritual guide on the go, perfecting your walk with God. And this book can be taken while you're on the go, okay? So we're going to explore some components, important components of the book, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. But first, let us read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. You could turn to 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we ask would you continue to bless us and help us to magnify who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word of God and the revelation of God. We ask would you continue to help us to build up your kingdom. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. My allergies. Okay. So we're going to look at A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God by Dr. Alfreda Emmanuel. Okay. And we have explored many different components of A Spiritual Guide on the Go. We first was taken to a garden in Genesis, and we discovered that the reason why we can't receive eternal life here on earth is because of the sin of Adam and Eve. And they were betrayed, they were misled by a serpent. And God is illustrating, he says that we should praise him because we don't want any rocks crying out for us. And so when we look at the demise of Adam and Eve for being disobedient, we discover that eternal life can only be established in heaven because now the earth is sinful and it's dark, and that's why we've been reiterating and teaching and leading and saying that we must be the light of the world. We talked about the two cars and the darkness and the light, and we talked about the establishment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who creates light, and God says that we have to meet him halfway because when it's dark, God says that we must continue to be the light. And I said that when you drive in the dark, no matter if you're a sinner or a saint, that you are the light. So in the first part of the book, there's an exploration of why eternal life is not on earth, okay? Then we went into the purpose. What was this guide written for? And we took a quiz, and we understand that walking – physically is healthy for the heart. And we also understand that God only looks at the heart because he wants to make sure that our hearts are right, not only in the spirit, but our hearts are right physically. And so with this particular section of the book, we defined faith, and we identified the principles involved in our faith walk, which are components such as being steadfast, unmovable, components in which we illustrate that of leadership, the different gifts that God gives us. And then also this book was written to increase our faith and awareness with God, just like we increase our endurance and increase our health and increase our strength by exercising. We increase our faith and awareness with God by continuously reading the Word of God and walking by faith and not by sight. And then finally, we wanted to evaluate our walk with God, and that's why we took a quiz. And so any time that you are walking or any time that you're exercising or running or lifting weights, whatever you're doing, or even in formation if you're in the military, you want to make sure that you're in cadence. You want to make sure that your posture, the way you stand, the way you walk, you want to make sure that is correct. And so basically the quiz that is given within this book, and I'm only giving you a synopsis, but the quiz that was given in this book relates to being able to evaluate the formation of our bodies. Then we talked about the spiritual levels to walk in God's way. In the Bible, there is an interpretation that some individuals are still on milk and some are on meat. And basically, the spiritual levels that God has for us, we know that in the beginning God created heaven and earth. We know that God is the Alpha and the Omega. We said that yesterday and the day before when we were speaking about the reflection and refraction, dealing with scientific terms. But we understand that we have God and Jesus, and then we also understand that we as humans must love one another, that ye also love as yourself. So we must love one another. And so then the book begins to explore the creation, as I said before. And it talks about the demise of man and how a serpent, a snake, basically, and when we talk about the snake, we're talking about those demonic spirits on earth. The Bible used in Genesis an actual snake. But God is showing me, he says that people can turn into a snake. When we talk about a snake, we talk about a snake that slithers in the grass. I told you that most individuals who work for Satan and who are cowards, they do everything at night. But as I said before, the irony or correlation of a snake that is illustrated in this particular book signifies that when we work for Satan, we're at our lowest point and we become desperate. And a snake is very deadly, especially because it carries a lot of poison. It depends on what type of snake it is. But in this particular garden, this snake had the power of voice and used the power of voice that was not from God, but used the power of voice from Satan and basically tricked Adam and Eve. But God, who is more powerful, discovered what had happened. And Adam and Eve, of course, they tried to get Jesus to believe their story, but God has a way. Amen? Amen. And then we looked at Jesus as our Savior, and we talked about the birth, and we talked about how Gabriel was sent to a virgin whose name was Mary, and her husband's name was Joseph, and that she would be the mother of a Savior. We kind of dived into that a couple of months ago. Then we talked about how we were created, and we talked about the commandments, the Ten Commandments, in which we should always follow that God gave us. And then we went on with the spiritual gifts, which was a huge and major part of the discussion. And we talked about administration, discernment, evangelism, exhortation, faith, and giving and helping and hospitality and wisdom and mercy and pastoring and service and teaching and leadership and your spiritual gift and your desirable gift. And one of the things that we found with the spiritual gifts is that everyone has at least one of these gifts. And what we discovered is that discernment is a major factor in understanding this world. we must be able to distinguish between right and wrong. We must be able to discern the spirits of God and the spirits of Satan. Everyone has fallen into a trap of Satan, but God has allowed us to come out of that trap. And we call that discernment because God knows and he sees all. And when we talk about faith through giving, the question is basically, how deep is your love? And we were able to explore how deep God's love is for us because he gave his only begotten son, right? So that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We went back to everlasting life, which we can only discover in heaven. That's why we have to work while it's day. That's why we have to continuously do the will of God, because if not, when we talk about this whole thing about eternal life, that does not happen on earth. Adam and Eve helped that to be removed and taken up to heaven. But when we talk about the gift of wisdom, you know, we talk about it's the ability to interpret information concerning a particular situation or subject. And when we talk about the Bible being wise and carrying or putting on the full armor of the Word of God and hiding the Word in our hearts on a daily basis, we have to do that. We have to hide the words in our heart on a daily basis. Also, we were able to talk about examples of individuals perfecting their walk with God. We looked at Noah. Noah was known for obeying God. We looked at Abraham. Abraham had faith in God. We looked at Moses taking care of the people. We looked at Mary and Martha. Those were particular individuals in the Bible who had a significant impact on Jesus, and Jesus really adored those two ladies. Then we looked at Joshua leading by example, followed by Peter. Peter taught us that we fall down, but we get up. Joseph taught us that we endure to the end. John the Baptist said that real faith means reality. David said that God is always with us, and Daniel said, be faithful to God, and Isaiah says, be ready. And Jesus, of course, says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, and Paul was called from the crowd. And all of us have experienced many different aspects of these particular individuals or models who were illustrated in the Bible. The main point that we got from Noah is Noah obeyed God. When Noah was told and given instructions to build an ark in preparation for the flood that would come, he immediately did that. And of course, people looked at Noah like he was strange, because they there was no implications, there was no sightings, there was no hints of any type of storm coming. But guess what? When the storm came, guess who was saved? Oh yeah, you know it. Then we looked at Abraham for a little bit, and God basically established a promise to Abraham. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and he went out there not knowing whether he went. But he went on faith. We talked about that. Remember 2 days ago we talked about we walk by faith and not by sight. We talked about refraction and reflection, and we talked about how we use periscopes to magnify things that we cannot see. And we talked about these particular things we use in submarines. But what we discovered is that when we walk by faith and not by sight, right, God says that we completely trust in him. We completely have faith. God says we only have to have faith of a mustard seed. Mustard seed is small. And so Abraham had faith in God, and he continued to have faith. Then we looked at Moses taking care of the people, right? He was told to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go, right? But Moses had a speech impediment, so the Lord always has a ram in the bush. God showed that in that illustration. I encourage you to read it. Then we talked about Joshua leading by example, right? Joshua was going to be installed to take the place of Moses because he had passed away. And God promised Joshua that every place that the sole of his feet tread upon, that give him that place, and it will be very prosperous. And Jesus did that. And Jesus wouldn't put us in a position or a place in which he didn't think we would fit. So Jesus says that, you know, when we look at Joshua, we should lead by example. Then Peter taught us a lesson. He says, we fall down, but we get up. You know, Peter was a fisherman, if you remember, in Galilee, and that's all in this book. And Jesus had summoned Peter to take up his cross and follow him. And guess what? Peter was obedient. He didn't ask him any questions. He just followed. And because of the faithfulness of Peter and all those things, Peter was one of the ones who denied Jesus Christ, believe it or not, but Jesus still showed his great love. And what we find out with Peter is that we fall down, right, but we get up. And God says, I still love you in spite of. Then we looked at Joseph. He says, endure to the end. Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't give in. Genesis 37 records the story of a man by the name of Joseph. And as we know, Joseph had to endure some trials in the Bible. And in his youth, he was despised by his brothers because they felt that their father loved Joseph more than all of his brethren. The brethren hated him. And we all know that Joseph had a great gift, which was to interpret the dreams. And we know that Joseph was falsely accused of a crime that he did not commit. And we know that Joseph was able to overcome all of these things. And so God is saying, endure to the end. Then we look at John the Baptist. John the Baptist say, hey, this is reality. This is real. And he's known for preaching repentance and baptizing Jesus. And Jesus requires that we go out and preach the word of God. As I said before, I was talking to one of my friends who is, I told you that I had several friends in different denominations. And I told you about the Catholic school I attended. I told you about some of my Catholic friends. But I was speaking to a friend this weekend who invited me to Kingdom Hall about 7 or 8 years ago. And we were talking about the difference between the different viewpoints of the Bible in relation to the belief of God and the belief of Jehovah. And what we find is we find small differences. But I asked this particular friend, I said, at the end of the day, I said, who do you believe in? I said, where is Jehovah? And, of course, the person said, Jehovah's in heaven. I said, right. Where is God? Where is Jesus? In heaven. But God is omnipotent. Jehovah's omnipotent everywhere. And so I believe that we're calling on the same being, right? But I also believe that it's just like, as God is revealing to me, it's just like names. Everybody has a nickname that their family calls them, whether you want to share it or not. Everyone has a nickname. And I believe that different religions call Jesus different things. And so, but we're still serving the same being, the same God. And so, you know, we were talking and I said, I don't understand why people are afraid to go out and learn about a new belief. But what you have to do is, even if you go out and learn a new belief, or even if you go, you know, to a Catholic church or sit in a Kingdom Hall, you're still holding on to God. It's just they call God a different name. And so if we could get past the fact that, you know, we have different views, but we're all serving the same God, then we will learn and we will grow in wisdom. But when we talk about real faith and reality, and we look at John the Baptist, we know that God in Timothy 4 and 2, God wants us, the second Timothy 4 and 2, God wants us to preach the word in season and out of season, you know. And when we talk about the word of God, or to talk about the word of Jehovah, whoever you believe in, then we are hoping to reprove and rebuke long suffering. Because we know the word of God and we understand the word of God. And in St. Matthew 3:6-8, we find that John the Baptist is preaching about the coming of Jesus to the people. And he's telling them, you need to repent from your sins because Jesus is coming. And guess what? He did come. You ought to read that part. Then we talked about David. David reminded us that God is always with us no matter what, no matter when we're going through the storm. And sometimes, as I said before, how we looked in the mirror, that's what we do in life. We look at situations, we look at ourselves, and we fail to focus on God, right? And because we're so caught up, and God is there with us, and he knows how to bring us through. But we're so caught up with looking at the woman or the man in the mirror that we don't see God. And so many times in our life we have issues that seem to be larger than what we can handle. And but in 1 Samuel 17:4-10, we find that the Israelites were being defeated by the Philistines, and they had Goliath who came out of the camp. And Goliath taunted the Israelites, and he told them if they could find a man who could come against them and win, the Philistines would be servants. And so the Israelites, of course, they took the challenge on, right? And they went and they found this small shepherd boy by the name of David. David's considered one of God's great leaders. And as David met Goliath, he said, "Thou comest to meet with the sword and with the spear and with the shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, which thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." That's 1 Samuel 17:45-46. And David was a small man in stature, but because he had God, he was able to defeat Goliath. Then we looked at Daniel. Daniel said, hey, no matter what, be faithful to God, you know. And we as Christians ought to continue to be faithful to God in season and out of season. There's that word again. And prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door not only to our blessings, but to our understanding. And so, you know, in Daniel 6:3-4, it records that Daniel was on the verge of a blessing from King Darius to be set over a whole kingdom due to his abilities. And he was taken from a familiar place, and he found himself with the king, and he refused to follow the king's customs and laws, which were contrary to God. But Daniel had faith and trust in God, and God favored Daniel and gave him knowledge and skills in every aspect of literature and wisdom. And Daniel had insight into all dreams and visions. And because of this, Daniel was able to, because he had so much insight, he was able to do the will of God. And Isaiah reminds us, always be ready. You never know when the Lord's going to call you to do his work. You never know when the Lord is coming. And so a great leader is consistent not only in the word of God, but within his or her calling. And Isaiah was a prophet. He believed in the power of God, and he preached. I talked about the power yesterday, and you noticed that Isaiah believed in the power of God, not in the power of himself or the power of a large army, but the power of God, because God is the only one with the power. And I told you, I reminded you on yesterday, I said when we're praying for this power, we can't place it on life and death, because God is the only one who has that particular power. That strong power is only through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so Isaiah, which, you know, is a prophet, and Isaiah wanted the people to turn to God and turn away from evil. And God reminds me, as I just said that, of that burning bush, you know, when Silas was walking and saw the burning bush, right? And Jesus is asking, why does I persecute the church? And then he was converted, all right? So be you ready, because you never know when you're going to meet Jesus. Then Jesus, speaking of Jesus, Jesus says, I'm the Alpha and Omega. He says, I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the first and the last. He says, somewhere in between, you know, you live your life, but in between that, you're going to have to decide. You're going to have to choose. You can't straddle the fence. So you're going to be with God, or you're going to be with the world. Which one? But at the beginning, I give you life, and at the end, I take life. But you're going to have to decide in the middle, who will you serve this day? Who are you going to serve? Okay? God give us that opportunity and that choice. Then Paul teaches us that sometimes we call for the crowd, called from the crowd. Sometimes God wants us to minister. Sometimes he wants us to lead. Sometimes he wants us to teach. Sometimes he wants us to evangelize. And God calls us from the crowd, right? And when God calls us from the crowd, we must answer the call of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then I had a crowd call from the crowd activity. But then we talked about perfecting our walk in God and being obedient to God. And we recall in St. Matthew 4:18-20 how Jesus calls his first disciples. And, of course, we talked about this about 2 or 3 days ago, I believe it was Sunday, when Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, and he spotted two brothers, Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, and both were casting their nets. And Jesus said, come follow me, I will send you out to fishers of men. That's Matthew 4:19. Without question, the brothers left. And one of the things that God wants us to do, as God is showing, he says, you know, when you are instructing, when you are coaching, when you are giving individuals the word of God, or when you are showing or demonstrating to individuals. It says you must not just give them a net. You must provide the net. You must describe the net and tell all about the net and teach how the net works, and then take the fishermen, the fisher ladies, to where they can catch fish. So you have to do all that. You can't just hand somebody a net. Amen? Amen. Now, some people you can. 10% of the population, just hand them a net, and they'll do what they have to do with it. Then we went to who is the church? We talked about the heart. That's why every Monday on the AfricaLoveShow.com, we always analyze the heart. What, you know, we talk about the heart a lot. You know, we analyze the heart. And our hearts, right, are the church. Yeah, we attend a particular church, but it's the people who come into the church that makes up the church. The church is just a building. It could be torn down at any minute. But our hearts are the things that make up the church. Talks about a mobilized church with love. And with this, in order to mobilize the church, we must pray without ceasing. That's in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And that's, once again, that's in season and out of season. And then we talked about we must adhere to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. So when we begin to perfect our walk in God, we must know the word of God in order to respond in a godly manner. Walking is vital to our lives. We know that. Physically walking, exercise is vital. God wants us to exercise our ability to read the word of God, to do the will of God on a daily basis as we continue in this journey on a spiritual guide on the go. That was a synopsis of this whole book. And the three main points that I want you to understand is with the spiritual guide on the go, perfecting your walk with God, is number one, we have to be willing to walk by faith. Number two, we have to be willing to monitor our hearts. Even when you're working out, you monitor your heart. Number three, we have to be willing to utilize our gifts for the kingdom of God. Those are the three areas. You have to be willing to walk. You have to be willing to monitor your heart. And you have to be willing to continue to study the word of God, continue to do the word of God, and continue to be about the works and word of God. Okay? Actually, that's Wednesday. I'm ahead of myself, and I need to calm down and slow down. But that's a synopsis of the book, and we have completed A Spiritual Guide on the Go. I encourage you to order that book because there are some great things in there, and it's an easy read. It's like 50 pages, but it has a lot of great information in there. And I just gave you a brief teaching, brief review over those particular big areas, okay? So be sure to continue to check that out. All right? Now, let me tell you a little bit about Tomorrow God's Will. Tomorrow God's Will, we're going to actually have praying with love and power on Tomorrow God's Will. Praying with love and power. And I want you to come back because we're going to pray. And there's some things that we're praying about. And we're going to thank God. I want to talk to you for a few minutes and ask you, first of all, continue to read the Facebook page. My question is, at 3 p.m., right, whether it's Central Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, whatever time it is in your part of town, are you telling God, are you telling whoever you believe in, thank you? Because we're talking to the same person. Are you doing that? Now, you don't have to, get down on your knees and do all that, right? God says, just remember me. Just say thank you. Today was Thankful Tuesday. Tomorrow, which is Wednesday, there's no whining. Wednesday is whining free. That means, that doesn't mean that you don't have concerns. That doesn't mean, what it means is that we're going to really put on our thinking tanks. We're going to really put on our thought processes. And we're going to figure it out. Okay? We're not going to complain about it. Monday was no complaining. Tuesday was tender Tuesday, being thankful. And Wednesday, we're going to figure it out. We're going to make it work. Okay? You have to think like that. I want to take you through that process on a daily basis because you have to think like that to make it through this world. And it is actually 350 individuals, so that means somebody is telling somebody about this ministry, and I thank you so much for doing that. Keep telling them. Keep coming back. Right? But I do want y'all, listen, I do want y'all to have some input. Now, many of you tell me, I just love listening to the teachings of God, and that's fine. But when you feel like saying something, I want you to know that you can, you know. And so appreciate each and every one of you for listening. But remember, like I said, at 3 p.m., wherever you are, it doesn't matter where you are, 3 p.m., you need to be thanking God, telling who you believe, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim, whomever you believe, you need to tell God thank you. Because God is too good for us not to tell him thank you. Okay? Also, let's talk about the time cords. When we talk about the time cords, we're not talking about a specific time. We are talking about the hours we have in a day because God says no man knows to say another hour. And so let me ask you this. When you woke up this morning, right? Now, this is an integrity thing because right now, as of now, right, you're going to be the only one who really knows if you did this or not. So when you woke up this morning, did you say, thank you, Jesus, or did you say, oh, my gosh, I'm so tired. I do not feel like getting up. What did you say when you woke up? Or when God blessed you to start on your way, did you say, thank you, God? Or did you say, oh, my gosh, I have to do this again? So I told you time is precious. If you spend your time not in perfect peace with God and always being negative, not only to other people but to yourself, and not believing in yourself and doing what you're supposed to do, then you're wasting time. And the question that I ask everyone is, how much time are we giving to God? You know, if you look at your spiritual skin sheet, how much of that time is spent sitting and gossiping? How much of that time is spent thanking God every now and then? How much of that time do you do that? When you come home, you spend with your family, you spend some time with yourself, then how much do you spend with God? How much do you spend watching television? You always want, in this world, you always want to do something that's with a purpose. So that when someone says, why are you doing this? You will have an answer. I'm watching TV because I'm actually editing and critiquing how reality shows are supposed to function. Period. There's always a purpose. Always have a purpose to what you do. When you go to the movies, what are you going to the movies for? I'm going to the movies because I would like to get away a little bit. And this also helps me relieve stress. Cool. But if you're doing something and you have no purpose to it, you need to scratch it off your list. We talked about that. It's a waste of time. And you need to also understand the fact that whatever you're doing daily, if you're not happy, whatever situation you're in daily, if you're not happy, you need to find your happiness. And trust me, it's easy to find happiness. It really is. It's easy to find it. If you don't have it, go find it. You can't buy happiness, right? You can't go somewhere and buy it. You're going to have to find it or create it. I'm going to tell you just like that. Find it or create it. One of the two. Also, your time, our time, right? We don't know how long we have here. We have no idea. But at this particular point, every second counts. That's why I want you to be purposeful, and I don't want you to spend your time on foolishness. You have to learn how to identify and keep moving. When Satan starts acting up, tell Satan, look, I'm not going to tolerate this. But you have to keep moving. Don't engage with Satan at any time. Right? We're sitting on this ministry. That's the type of culture we're going to have on this ministry. Right? Teaching people. See, I like to, when we minister, I like to minister to the mind. A lot of people, when we are giving or speaking at different functions, we like to speak to situations. This happened. No, I want your mind. Because once I make an impression on your mind, Once the ideas make an impression on your mind, you remember them and you store them in your long-term memory. But if we speak to your situations, situations change daily. We have over 100 situations per day on average, right? You learn in your short-term memory how to deal with that, how to cope with that. And then 10 years down the line, another situation comes up, and you have no idea because it's different. So we deal with the thinking process in the mind. We ask people, and this is one of the things that I want you to know about the spiritual guide to go, because you have to be spiritually fit, right? When you're spiritually fit, man, you feel good, just like when you're physically fit, you feel good. But in this particular thinking process, it's more of a why did you decide to do this, okay? And when we bother the mind begins to flow because the mind always seeks a way to comprehend, right? People become frustrated when they can't comprehend. And so let's be, when we go out, I told my crew, when we go out to speak, I said, we are going to focus and we're going to only speak to the thought process, only speak to the mind. Because people, that's what people are looking for. People are looking for answers. How do I attract happiness? You don't go sit somewhere in the park and wink at all the birds that pass by. You don't go sit somewhere on the bench, throw your net out there. You have to practice, right? How do you discover your happiness? What makes you happy? How do you light fire under your feet when you feel like you want to give up? How do you keep going when it feels like a storm? How do you remain motivated? How do you keep calm? How? And so we talk to the mind, and we condition the mind, and we get the mind in shape. It's just like a workout regimen, but we're only focusing on the mind. We give the mind strength training. Matter of fact, I'm working on a book. It's called A Physically Fit Mind. A Physically Fit Mind. And we talk about how. I can't give you all the... When you have a physically fit mind, we talk about, first of all, the attraction of wanting to exercise your mind in different areas and compete with wisdom and knowledge. Notice I didn't say people, right? So we are conditioning our mind, and I go through this process, right? Where we condition our minds. We take our minds through this particular I go through many different phases. And then at the end of the book, your mind is ready to take on the challenges of life because you're spiritually strong. And when you have a strong mind and you have a strong body, you become a strong, well-rounded individual who can move past your storms and be successful, move past your situations and be successful, move past the lies and be successful. That's where we're getting people. That's where we are taking people. Excuse me. Yeah, we're getting people too, but that's where we're taking people. A strong mind, right? Terrible thing to waste. But since a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and we know that, we've been saying that ever since I was in school, if it's a terrible thing to waste, then let's condition it, right? And we talk about the wiring and the structure of people who come from a background with not a lot of vocabulary and kind of just deprivation of a lot of knowledge. And we condition their minds. And one of the things that we want to focus on, and it's true all of the boards, is we have to have a consistent base with all nationalities, genders. We have to have a consistent base where everybody's able to learn. But people aren't able to learn until we condition their minds. See, a lot of us, what we do is, even in workshops, a lot of us, what we do is we go in, we begin teaching, we begin leading, we begin showing. But the mind needs to be conditioned. Just like you don't just go out there, well, some people do. Okay. You don't just go out there and just run. You stretch and you do all that. You warm up. Right? The brain needs some activity. The brain needs to be conditioned on a daily basis. How do you continue to create things in your long-term memory? Repetition. Amen? So we're going to get into all those bases, and guess what? You get it for free. We actually go out and travel and speak to people. But you get it for free, right? Because you're on the AfriLoveShow.com, StellaGospelMusic.com. And so that's what we're going to be doing. But to get into the mode where we condition people's minds, we can't just throw people out on the track and say, start running. Hope you'll make it, because people get tired. They don't know how to build their stamina, you know, and so people get frustrated. They won't give up. They want to quit. People don't want to go to school anymore. They want to drop out. Why? Because their mind is not conditioned. Nobody conditioned their mind. Some people's minds are already conditioned. They're ready to go. But we have to condition people's minds, okay? All right. So be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. Okay? When you come back on tomorrow, we're going to have Praying with Love and Power. That's what we're going to have, Praying with Love and Power. And I just want y'all to continue to pray. Continue to do what's right. Remember God at 3 o'clock, 3 p.m., wherever 3 p.m. is, Eastern Standard, Central Standard. You know, pray unto God. God's going to do some great things. He's going to open up some doors. Right? God's going to take you places that you've never been. He's going to put people in your path, you know. And so, 3 p.m., everybody, let's meet up in our minds, right? Because I have people all over the world, people from Brazil and England and Texas and all over. But at 3 o'clock on tomorrow, God's will, whatever your 3 o'clock is, if you in Central Standard Time, then we're together. If you're not, then we're an hour apart or 2 hours apart. So, 3 p.m., everybody, I want you, on tomorrow, God's will, all I want us to say is how excellent. That's it. To ourselves. Right? Don't stop what you're doing, even if you're in the middle of doing something. Just think it. That's part of conditioning. How excellent. And I'm going to tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about Jesus. How excellent is thy name? How excellent is Jesus? How he does excellent work. How he keeps us going. How he helps us is excellent. And so we're going to continue to trust him, depend and lean on God. How excellent. Some of you can say praise God, thank God, whatever you want to say. But it's really how excellent. 3 o'clock, we're going to meet in our minds. It's called the law of attraction. Good minds think at 3 o'clock. We all going to come together in our imaginations. 3 o'clock on the dot. Think it. Right? So I should feel, you know, I have 350 people on the line right now. So I should feel half of y'all. Because what happens is when you begin to think, the atmosphere begins to kind of take on the characteristic of what you're thinking. And people don't know that as the atmosphere takes on to that, what you're thinking, then the theory of law of attraction comes, in which the phrase of, oh, how excellent, excellence begins to seek you out. Where is excellence found? Excellence is found in people. Like minds attract. Did you know that? And so that's what happens. And so, okay, there are people from all over this world on this line listening. And so at 3 o'clock, everybody's going to be thinking the same thing. Isn't that something? We're all in sync with each other. So we're going to meet back up Wednesday night, and we're going to talk about it. And I know that most of y'all, all of y'all are texting me and inboxing me saying, I love just to listen. I don't want to say anything. But every now and then, say something. You know, you can say something. You don't have to be quiet. Nobody's telling you to be quiet. Just say something, you know. Let me know that you're there. Let me know you're breathing or something, you know. But yeah, so be sure, you know, to continue to let people know about the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Once again, the number is 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981, or you can go to AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. In addition to that, if you're a gospel artist, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive, message, please Facebook Afreda Love at AlFredaLove, or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love to have you on the AfredaLoveShow.com. I would love to have you on the ministry of Jesus Christ. In addition to that, I want y'all to know to continue to pray for each and every person. Pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and we must pray one for another. We must pray at all times. And also pray for yourself and pray for those you don't know and those you do know. I just said that, but it's very important that we pray. In addition to that, make sure that you go to AfritaLoveShow.com. That's AfritaLoveShow.com. Then StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. And check out those websites. In addition to that, make sure that you also understand that the Stellar Awards are coming. My crew will be there that week. I will be there that weekend. Praise God. And we do a lot of stuff with media. So if you have media events, if you have new CD releases, hey, let us know. AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right. Speaking of new releases, we have the highly anticipated single, Ephesians 6, from At His Feet Ministries. That's set to release on the 17th of March, and it's coming soon, and I'm going to have that posted on my page. Thank you so much for sending me this particular album that's coming out. These young men are from Houston, Texas, and so it's available on all digital retailers on March 17, 2017, and I will have the promo video. We have One Nation Under God Records once again, an evening of praise and worship and hip-hop. The tickets are available. This will actually be in Georgia, Transforming Lives Bible Church, an evening of praise and worship and hip-hop. This is in Georgia. And so this is another quality production from One Nation Under God coming your way in conjunction with MAHSU Productions. Amen. Buy some tickets here. We have VIP meet and greet and dinner. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So we have those new releases out. If your artist has another release out, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I am going to set up the website and update it. We're back in track. We're back on track. We're back in stride. We're ready. We're giving 150. So we're moving forward. We're moving towards success because God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be putting some math quizzes, little trivia questions on the website, on the webpage. What else? What else do we have? If you have a business, then just let me know, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to highlight and feature your business on the ministry. Also, we have a couple of new productions coming out from NBPC, which is a public media genre production company. We have that coming out, and just a second, if you give me just a second, I can tell you what exactly are happening and all that good stuff. Okay. As y'all know, this is the Women's History Month, and so there are a lot of things that's happening here. We have filmmaker profiles. If y'all will look up Miss Julie Dash, I'm going to be sure to put her on my page, Miss Julie Dash. She is a New York native, UCLA alumni, and she had her first feature, Daughters of the Dust. So check out Miss Julie Dash. Then we have Miss Angela Tucker with That Pretty Smile. She was a frequent collaborator, and she had a web series about African Americans, and this basically was an award-winning series that she has. She's very talented, so please meet Miss Angela Tucker. Then we had Miss Rita. She was a two-time Emmy winner. Rita has written, produced, and directed work for an incredible variety of media outlets, including public radio and television. I might have to talk to Ms. Rita. She's the proud co-founder of the Maya Angelou and Still I Rise. And she's in that video, and I'm going to also feature her as well because she's doing some great stuff, praise the Lord. Then we have some more things. What I want is we're going to continue to enhance culture, and we're going to have a variety of things on the particular ministry. On the 15th is the day to stream the Afropop documentary. This is a true story, and so be sure to do that. Once again, submissions are open for Urban World 2017. So if you want to submit a screenplay for consideration, the deadline is the 31st, and I will put details about that. We also have a TV writing contest. Praise the Lord. Amen. Also, if you want to submit your document to the Real South, we have call for interest for that. Okay? And also, I told you about two months ago, I told you that we were going to start a nonprofit. And so one of the things that we're doing is I'm praying to God, and we are I'm actually writing a plan, you know, because I want to do a lot of work around here in the community from which I grew up in. And because charity starts at home, that's where charity starts. It doesn't start anywhere else but the house. And so it starts here. And I don't know, I just want to do some things to help our youth. I don't know, I haven't put my finger or my mind on what it is, but it's something. I have something in my mind that I haven't been able to touch, right? You know, it's in your mind, but, you know, it's right now it's just in your mind and you can't share it, okay? So working on that. There are a lot of opportunities for everybody. You know, we want to do some things for senior citizens. We want to do some things for the community. And we just want to do the will of God. And as I said before, and I continue to say it, I want you guys to live. I want you guys to be able to sleep well at night. You know, don't worry about anything. But pray about everything. Pray to God. Whatever it is, pray to God. And that's what we have to, we all have to do that. We have to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? What else do I have to tell you? Yes, I want some individuals from the Afrika Love Show to continue to remain encouraged and sign up and participate in these screenwriting plays. We have a lot of talented individuals. We're going to have some speakers. We're getting our speakers back. We're coming in full effect. You know, God says you've been resting a little bit, but now it's time to come back. So I'm back. I'm back to Afrika. I'm about 98% back to Afrika because I sure was talking to God. Yes, I'm going to post all of these things online so that you can see them. I'm going to post everything online. And take advantage of it, because I'm going to take advantage of it as well. I have a couple of screenwrites and have some visions and things that I would like to get out there as well. Also, we're going to be connecting with some theaters. Some theaters contacted me about different plays and bringing in celebrity actors and actresses and all that good stuff. We're going to do that. And, of course, we're going to pray to God. All right? So be sure to join me on Tomorrow God's Will. Come back on Tomorrow God's Will. And we're going to have praying with love and power. And I want you to bring your praying caps, because when we say praying with love and power, we're going to be very specific. And we're just going to let God know, you know, what we need. And so let's do that, okay? I want to appreciate each and every one of you for staying up with me and listening to the AfrikaLoveShow.com, SellerGospelMusic.com. You know, just continue to trust in God, continue to do the will of God, continue to be about the business of God, and you're going to make it. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is just because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avery. Look.
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.